AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to a brand new month of AutoLine Daily. Thank you for joining us today. Now the news. Later this week, members of the UAW will vote on a new president. Of course, we already know who that's going to be. Dennis Williams will be overwhelmingly elected. The 61-year-old spent most of his career at the UAW organizing truck and farm equipment manufacturers, and he also did the Mitsubishi plant in Illinois. So, how come we're so sure that Dennis Williams will get the job? Here is an insider tip. Whoever is the secretary treasurer of the UAW executive board almost always ends up as the next president, and Dennis Williams is the secretary treasurer. In-car connectivity is one of the fastest growing sectors in the automotive business, so it comes as no surprise that IBM is jumping in with both feet in China. IBM will use the cloud to deliver internet services to cars. It hopes to have 1 million customers within a year and 10 million within a few years. But Bloomberg reports that with the United States and China trading accusations of cyber espionage, China does not like the fact that its banks use IBM servers. And it may not like the fact that millions of its motorists will be relying on them as well. However, IBM is working with a Chinese company, the TransWiseway Information Technology Company, for that in-car connectivity. So maybe that Chinese connection will help. We just got our first test drive of BMW's all-new plug-in hybrid, the i8. And wow, what a fun car to drive. There is nothing green about this vehicle once you're behind the wheel. And it easily tackled Southern California's twisty, mountainous roads. There are three different settings that you can drive the car in: EV mode, comfort mode, which uses both the engine and battery, and sport mode, which gives the i8 even more performance. It's got great power and seamlessly shifts between the different modes. But the biggest drawback with the i8 is getting in and out of it. The door is open butterfly style, and you have to contort yourself to get inside. The i8 goes on sale later this year with a starting price of $136,000. Every now and then, automakers like to use their know-how in the sports world. BMW helped develop the two-man bobsled team used by the USA at this Winter Olympics, and now Jaguar has helped to develop a bike for the Tour de France. The company teamed up with Pinarello, an Italian bike maker, to help with the aerodynamics of the race bike, which will be raced by Team Sky. This new bike is 26% more aerodynamic than the outgoing one, and with a rider, it's 6% more aerodynamic. Jaguar also helped to reduce the weight of the bike by 9%, and those are significant improvements. We'll soon see how well they work. Team Sky's first race with the new bike is this coming weekend. We've all seen some pretty cool stuff made with 3D printers, and now it's getting even cooler. A new slot car racing series is getting underway that uses 3D printed bodies. Contestants will not only have to create their own car, but they'll have to race it as well. And they'll compete in several categories, being judged on things like fastest car and best design. The first ever race will take place on June 10th in Detroit. And you can click on the link in today's show notes to learn all about the details. Speaking of Detroit, at this weekend's Belle Isle Grand Prix, I was surprised to see Baja-style extreme off-road trucks racing around the track, normally reserved for sports cars and Indy cars. They put ramps out on the road course to launch the trucks well up into the air and on down the track. And you could not believe the crowd's reaction. Everywhere I went, people were talking about the trucks. Even the most hardcore racing insiders were talking about it. The series is run and promoted by race driver Robbie Gordon. I think he's really onto something. And maybe we discovered the answer to declining viewership at NASCAR. They just need to put ramps out on the track. Hey, coming up next, we're going to take a look at how Toyota modernized and redesigned the Camry.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Our guest last week on Autoline After Hours was Monte Kerr, the chief engineer for the Toyota Camry in North America. In the following clip, he talks all about how they redesigned that car without touching the hard points.
We did go and listen to customers, wanted to hear what they thought about it. And while they love the car overall, we did hear some people, a lot of loyal customers, telling us that they wish it had a little more style. So we took that cue and began looking at what we could do with it. Gave it to our guys at Calte here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And they showed us some things we could do with the hard points that we have that we thought were really going to surprise people when it came out.
So explain what you mean by that for people who are not familiar with hard points.
Yeah. So, you know, there are certain features like the engine that you can't violate unless you're going to make a new one. And considering those, we said, what can we do?
So you have dimensions that are fixed. So that would be a hard point in that area.
Yes, assuming you're going to keep your current engine. What can you do with the styling? So one of the secrets was we pushed out the front 35 millimeters, the rear 10, and then we did some things like changing to LED headlamps that allowed us to bring those in. So we improved the swept plan view, enabling a much more athletic styling that we have now.
Now, is that true LED lamps or LED surrounds of a projector?
These are going to be true LED lamps,
no
replacing HIDs for the high grades. And the HIDs were a key hard point in the previous model. That stack up to the engine was keeping us from bringing the corners in.
Coming up this Thursday on Autoline After Hours, we'll have Philip Jansen from Jeep with the new Renegade right here in the studio. So all you Jeep enthusiasts will definitely want to see that one. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.